From KUOW, it's The Record. I'm Marcy Silman.
And I'm Ross Reynolds. Lobbyists in Washington State spent over $50 million last year to get support from state lawmakers for their various causes. Now, some of that money is used to wine and dine the lawmakers. Democratic Representative Jim Moeller from Vancouver thinks that state legislators need to be more transparent about the perks they accept from lobbyists. He sponsored a bill in the state House of Representatives aimed at doing just that. Representative Moeller, welcome to The Record.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Tell us a little bit more about what legislators are allowed to accept from lobbyists, particularly in this wine and dine category.
Well, actually, the limit is for $50 for gifts. That's the limit. It's not supposed to go beyond that.
Well, that sounds pretty clear-cut.
Yep, it does. However, I think that people have gotten beyond that and gotten around that. It's pretty clear that some people have. But regardless of that, my bill actually sets up a process to keep government transparent, and it allows that lobbyists and their reports are searchable, are on a searchable database, similar to what I have at this moment.
So you're not into creating a limit or a ceiling. You're just into having everybody report what gets exchanged.
Exactly.
And
we'll leave that question about the limit to somebody else.
Right. And what kind of reception are you getting when you're talking to other lawmakers about being more transparent about when they're taken out to dinner, when something like that happens?
Well, you know, I think lawmakers by trade are very transparent by nature. And that whole thing comes up. They tell me to my face that they agree with the limit and that they agree with the transparency.
I hear a but coming.
But they don't get the bill out, and it doesn't go anywhere, and it hasn't gone anywhere for 10 years.
Why do you suppose that is? Why do you suppose they'll give lip service to agreeing with transparency but then not do anything about it?
You know, I don't know why, because it seems like it'd be good policy and good politics to simply make it clear to everyone.
Now, I'm sure some lawmakers would say that I'm not influenced by a nice dinner and a fine wine flight. What would you say to them?
Well, they may not be. And quite honestly, I don't think that they are. But the matter of fact is, let's leave it up to the general public to make that decision. Let's just simply report it and have it searchable rather than having to go through every single lobbyist report online. Why don't we just make it a searchable database like everybody else has?
So if I want to find out what you, Jim Moeller, have accepted in terms of dinners and things, I'd have to go through every lobbyist's report to find when your name popped up?
Yes, you would.
Okay. And you're just suggesting the information is already there. Let's put it together in a different way so you can see it?
Well, and let's make it searchable. At the moment, it's not searchable online. So if you were a reporter, you would have to go through every single report that is filed by a lobbyist to get information about a particular lawmaker. And that's not right. We can do better.
Jim Moeller, what's your personal policy when it comes to accepting a dinner from a lobbyist?
Well, I don't get asked out.
Why do you suppose that is, Jim?
I'm not really sure.
I think I know why.
It may be that I... when you have 300 plus people who probably will end up paying something to be part of this database, it's not easy. It's probably easier to make enemies rather than friends. But
where would you suggest one go in Olympia to maybe sit at the bar and look around to see which lawmakers are there having a very fine dinner that might be worth more than $50? Where would you suggest someone go to see that?
Well, you could go down to the Mikado. You could go to a number of restaurants in the area that are frequented by lawmakers and lobbyists alike.
Hey, Jim, thanks so much for talking to us today. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Jim Moeller, a Democratic representative from Vancouver, who's been trying so far without a lot of luck to get lawmakers to be more transparent about the kind of perks they accept from lobbyists. You're listening to The Record on KUOW.